Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mukie Wilson. Batting second. The third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting third. The right fielder, Darryl Strawberry. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Danny Heap. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dave Kingman. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ron Hodges. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Brian Giles. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jose Oquendo. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Seaver. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tom Seaver. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mel Hall. Batting second. The second baseman, Ryne Sandberg. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Leon Durham. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Say. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Keith Moreland. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Larry Bowa. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve Lake. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chuck Rainey. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Chuck Rainey. And now, play ball. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson takes first base on ball four. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wilson moves to second. One out. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wilson moves to third. Two outs. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hall. The throw from Hodges and he is safe. Hall steals second. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Sandberg reaches second base with a double. Hall scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hodges. The throw from Lake and he is out, Sandberg applying the tag. Two outs. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Bowa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowa strikes out. Two outs. Steve Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Giles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rainey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Chuck Rainey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rainey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a line drive towards first. Kingman catches it and steps on first to double up Rainey. Two outs. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sandberg hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Giles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 1 in the game. Brooks strikes out. One out. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Strawberry hits a line drive into center field. Hall picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hall. Strawberry moves to second. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 0 for 1 in the game. Heap hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Strawberry moves to third. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kingman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 1 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oquendo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman scoops it up and throws to first, with Seaver covering, for the out. Two outs. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0 for 1 in the game. Say hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Say reaches second base with a double. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0 for 1 in the game. Moreland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodges strikes out. One out. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 0 for 1 in the game. Giles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo is 0 for 1 in the game. Oquendo takes first base on ball 4. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaver strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 1 in the game. Lake hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Rainey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rainey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rainey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seaver fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rainey moves to third. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 2 in the game. Brooks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Neil Allen now pitching. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 2 in the game. Buckner strikes out. One out. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 2 in the game. Durham is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Say hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0 for 2 in the game. Moreland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 0 for 2 in the game. Heap strikes out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kingman takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodges hits a fly ball into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 0 for 2 in the game. Giles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kingman moves to second. Rusty Staub pinch hits for Jose Oquendo. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kingman scores. Giles moves to third. It's Mets, 1, Cubs, 1. Bob Baylor pinch runs for Rusty Staub. Mike Jorgensen pinch hits for Neil Allen. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into left field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Baylor now playing shortstop. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-2 in the game. Bauer takes first base on ball 4. Steve Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lake hits a pop-up towards the mound. Orozco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Woods pinch hits for Chuck Rainey. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bauer moves to second. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hall takes first base on ball 4. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bauer scores. Hall moves to third. It's 2-1, Cubs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-3 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman juggles the ball. That's an error on Kingman. Hall scores. Sandberg goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-1, Cubs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-3 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Bill Campbell now pitching. Gary Woods now playing left field. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wilson strikes out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 0-for-3 in the game. Heap hits a fly ball into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Say hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0-for-3 in the game. Moreland hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Moreland reaches second base with a double. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bauer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moreland scores. It's 5-1, Cubs. Steve Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles misplays the ball. That's an error on Giles. Bauer moves to third. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0-for-1 in the game. Woods hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bauer tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-1, Cubs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Hall is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Kingman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-3 in the game. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Giles hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Campbell fields it and throws to first for the out. Hodges moves to second. Two outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and New York Mets, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.